They're going remarkably well, Robert. I'm so honored that Ron's loyal listeners, or as we call them, our radio family, is supporting Ron's commitment to pancreatic cancer research at Hopkins. And I get a little giddy when I say this, but I'm pleased to announce that we have reached the level where we now have a Ron Smith Endowed Chair in Pancreatic Cancer Research. A dedicated scientist will be working to meet the challenges of this horrific disease, and we are hoping so much to be a part of ushering in this new era in pancreatic cancer research. We've raised over $100,000, and they call that in the door. Many pledges have been made. People continue to donate. They continue to turn out for Ron events. You know, everybody had their own Ron. Ron meant different things to different people. And you could take a look at this crowd today and see that he reached many, many people in many, many ways. And they are missing their voice of reason.
They are. And the website is also sort of a forum for that. The Ron Smith Show is really, the archives are on WBAL.com, but the show itself lives online, right?
Well, friendsofronsmith.com was a labor of love and a gift that formed, frankly and honestly, and with all the credit going to Michael Welbrock, Ron's first producer and now king of talk show producers and such stuff at WBAL. And he inspired me to start putting things together. And the next thing I knew, I was writing on a website and continuing Ron's legacy by having all of his links there and columns. And I have guest columnists. I'm now a columnist for Red Maryland. I'm posting my own thoughts on there. And people that love it. They love to see the pictures. They love to talk back and forth to one another. It's really fun.
Just so that I'm clear, Friends of Ron Smith has raised $100,000, and that along with the Team Reason work, the work continues.
That's in the door right now, and many other pledges have been made, and I'm just astounded. And another thing I wanted to say the Emmy.
Yeah, this is a thrill. And I think for a lot of us and for a lot of people, I mean, I'm old enough to remember Ron's TV work, and it was outstanding. But somehow, because they knew Ron more recently, the radio work sort of eclipsed that. But so what does it mean to have the Emmy?
Well, the Emmy Award, to me, is the capstone of Ron's brilliance and his career. I wish I would be the one standing beside him as he would be receiving it. But he'll be with me in my heart and soul. But the big news is the game ball has a girlfriend.
Oh, great.
Her name is going to be Emmy.
That sounds great.
I was talking to Coach Harbaugh the other day, and he said, well, she's got a better figure than that football. And I said, yeah, but she's going to be a running back.
That's
It'll
true.
Be fine.
That's right.
Be
and
fine.
Very agile. Very
and it's
agile.
A good thing I have a really good security system.
Absolutely.
Because I'm about to start the Ron Zoom.
You probably
Hopkins.
Should, yeah,
I
with all the awards.
Should.
Did he ever win an Emmy when he was in television?
No, he did not. And, of course, he would have never said that on the air.
No, of course not.
And, hello, everyone. I didn't win an Emmy. But he used to tease with Ryan all the time about, this is the award-winning Ron Smith Show. Ryan, what awards have we won? We must have won something. There had to be some award we won.
I know I hand-transferred a couple of AP awards.
Exactly. I know that you hand-carried Associated Press Awards.
I did.
And he did receive a Murrow.
Yes, he did.
And that brought back wonderful memories of Murrow and with the cigarette on the black and white television set. Wonderful stuff. A brilliant journalist. And the Emmy Award, as you know, is the Ted Yates Award.
Right.
It's for lifetime achievement in television and radio and for a person who made a difference. And I think Ron made a difference. I think Ron made his dent in the world.